Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Game, our Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about a new friend, Sean Worthington, on the show right now. Sean is a tenured faculty member at the Computer Science Department of Butte College in Northern California. He's a computer information system expert. I think he's either is or about to become a PhD in that subject. He's the creator of CloudCoin, the world's first cloud-based currency, and he's the author of a new book called Beyond Bitcoin, the Future of Digital Currencies. And this is a topic that you, I know you're interested in, I've been interested in for a long time now. Sean Worthington, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you here, and congratulations on your book and your accomplishment. Have you, is the PhD done yet?
No, it might never get done. I'm so busy now.
Well, that's the way it happens. Life gets in the way, doesn't it, sometimes?
Yeah.
So, okay, let's talk about what you call digital currency. Do you differentiate between digital currency and cryptocurrency?
Yeah, cryptocurrency is a very specific type of digital currency. There's been a lot of digital currencies, but unfortunately, none of them really worked until Bitcoin came out. That uses the blockchain, and that is a cryptocurrency.
See, somebody might say, well, I've got digital currency. It's in my bank account. I don't actually have that money. That money's not physical. That money's in ones and zeros. So what would be an argument there against that?
Well, there's an argument. The problem is that your currency, your digital currency that you have, say, on your debit card or your credit card, that all refers to money that is supposed to be there.
Right.
And is not really money. And so when you go to the checkout counter and you go to buy your stuff, you might be told, sorry, your card's been declined, even though you've got a bunch of money in the bank. And so that's
that would just be the system breaking. That wouldn't be that you don't have the money. You have the money. There just might be a problem with getting to it.
That's right. It's because of something called referential integrity, where the bank cannot figure out whether you have the money or not.
But that's a technical issue. And for most people, if they have money in the bank and everything, the credit's good and all that, they expect to be able to get their money. They could walk up to the teller and get their money, right?
Well, once you give the bank your money, it's the bank's, and hopefully you'll get it back. And of course, if you've ever had like a PayPal account, you might get that PayPal account frozen, and you've got thousands of dollars of money that is can't go.
Okay, there's all kinds of train wrecks that can happen. How is a digital currency or a cryptocurrency? Somebody stole $66 million worth of Bitcoin the other day. So, what do you think? What do you say about that?
Well, that is a big problem. You know, you don't want to have your money lost or stolen, ideally, but you can with a cryptocurrency. You can sit down at your computer and you can buy stuff on the other side of the world pseudo-anonymously without any kind of bank fees or tariffs.
Right.
And so it allows you some level of privacy that you can't get with bank money.
Yeah, I'm not ready to talk about that yet. I want to get back to the types of digital currencies. So I'm still not sure when you say digital currencies, define that, and what are examples?
Well, monetary systems are information systems, and their job is to do accounting. So they're supposed to track who's done what work, who gets what out of the economy, and a digital currency should do that well. A digital currency acts like data, and basically the data has the job to be true.
What's an example of a digital currency?
Well, certainly Bitcoin is a digital currency.
Okay. And are you differentiating between when you say digital currency? You mean then something that only exists in digital form?
That's right.
That's how you differentiate between the currency that circumnavigates the Earth as we're speaking in the form of monetary currencies, fiat money, That's digital because it's going around the world, but you're saying that's not the same kind of digital that you're talking about.
Well, like the dollar bill, for example, it is supposed to be paper.
Right.
And all of the digital represents the paper, and the paper is supposed to be somewhere in some vault.
Right, right.
And there's lots of currencies like that.
Well, we know, well, of course we know about that, but anyway, I just want to make sure before we go to this break, when you say digital currency, you're talking about a currency that never has or probably never will exist in a physical form.
That's right.
Okay.
We're going to
come back in a minute and talk about some more about Bitcoin, get specifically about Bitcoin, and he says there's a problem with blockchain. I can't believe he's saying that, but we'll find out after this break. The book is called Beyond Bitcoin.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.